What's up, family? Today is, well, actually, this is episode number 309 of Rennell's Food for Thought Pod Radio Cast, brought to you by Rennell's Real Talk Media Network. Today's date is February the 16th, 2024. I'm only going to talk a little bit, brothers and sisters. I want to talk about thinking. Thinking is to think. And the reason why I wanted to drop that, a lot of times, you know, we get caught up with so many things that everybody reports on the same story over and over. They do it to it's done in. It's like the Cat Williams, Shannon Sharp podcast. You're talking about almost 60 million views of that particular podcast. And then you have so many people reporting on it, and then there's so many clips. Sometimes people look to get, which is nothing wrong with likes, follows, and whatnot, but I believe, and there's a bigger world, and there's more things out there that's really more important than comedians bashing each other, or however you want to put it. And people report the same thing, and then they never think about the real world. Not wealthy people just going back and forth as if they don't have, as if, you know, there's nothing more important to do than have wealthy people talk about each other when there's hundreds of thousands of people, especially, or at least 100,000 or more. I want to say hundreds of thousands, but at least 100,000 people walk around in my city every night with no place to sleep. A lot of these people don't have no food. They don't have anything. And that's why a lot of times I just get tired of looking at these same old video clips. That's why I tune out from now, you know, from now on, I just tune them out because they're not saying nothing. They're not saying nothing to bring any value to me that I care about. You know, when 2024 election is coming up, and it's coming up fast. It's not slowing down. It's coming up fast. And who's going to be the next president of the United States? And what are we going to do about the next president of the United States? Because see, right now, brothers and sisters, we're looking at a situation. America is in chaos and don't really know where to turn. We have opened up our borders and let people in here, and people who live on the street can get none of these benefits while they give all these benefits to people who've never done anything for this country. See, things that we should be thinking about, we just don't care. And then we act like we care. When somebody puts it in your face, then you act like you really care. In reality, you never really did. Or if you did, you don't talk enough about it because you're too busy talking about some comedian or some comedian and what they said on a podcast. Your mindset of a lot of people is just what it is. It's warped. People think only of themselves and not of others. Unity is something that my community once had. It has slowly but surely drifted. It's not all the way gone, but it is drifting so far out to sea, it's almost as if you can't even see it no more. See, when you think about the real world and have a better understanding of what you're thinking, it can only change your mindset. But when all you do is think about money, name brand people, what are you really saying? You're not saying a whole lot. I really didn't want to make this long, and I'm not going to make it long. Because sometimes people need to think about what they're thinking and understand what reality really is. Not to just go along and make a whole bunch of noise and do nothing. And I didn't want to make a whole bunch of noise and people do nothing. It's sometimes the shorter the message, the better the message. Thinking is what we need to be doing about what's going on in 2024. We need to think or be thinking or be thinking and think. Because this is going to be a pivotal time in American history. This particular election. Because this is going to set the tone probably pretty much for the rest of the decade. This particular election. That's why we need to pay more attention when thinking about things that really have no bearings on your life and start thinking about things that's going to have not just some type of bearing on your life, but going to have a major bearing on your life. Get out of the mindset about people and things and money and get in the mindset of real people who really need support and what we voters do to help those people, not to help people who are already in a nice position, continue their nice position while we create more and more and more detrimental help to people who really need help. But we throw them so far under the bus, we can't even reach and grab them sometimes because sometimes they don't have the strength in order to grab themselves. But we as so-called people of the United States and of the black community, we seem that we don't care. All we care about is money. We have lost our way and we will continue to lose our way. As long as we are selfish and we don't care. And a lot of us, we really don't care. It's all about me. Me, 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 me. People you call family, if they think the same way, then that's why we're in the predicament that we're in today. Now, I don't know how much longer I want to continue this particular platform, but I'll roll with it for now. But sometimes I've said a lot, I've said so much over the years. Sometimes I think about it and it's like, whether people listen or not, whether the podcast is successful or not, I don't go around worrying about what people think I should say or what people think I should do. I'm a thinking man, not a worrying man. And one day, once I really give it thought, and I think about it pretty much all the time, I'll just go and do something else. And then I won't care what the people in this country do. I would have been or have exhausted pretty much my thoughts on caring. But as long as I still have that in me, I'll continue on with the podcast until I don't want to talk no more. I'd rather do something else. But for now, until we meet again, brothers and sisters, get your thinking caps on and stop wasting time. This is your brother saying peace. Until the next podcast. Peace out.